There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
We're up there, and like, you're the people on the panel, so I'm like taking pot shots at Brian Braum, because like, that's what he came to Buffalo for.
It's Mike Shope.
You literally told EJ Manuel to his face that he sucked.
And the Bulldog.
I was proud of you, because no.
I feel like that's what you're there for.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I know. I couldn't, though. No. I couldn't.
I'm better than you.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Election Day, trade deadline. Am I allowed to mention Election Day? Or is that too political? Election Day, trade deadline day, Back to the Future Day. Hopefully that's not too political.
Now I'm afraid to talk.
Back to the Future Day.
I don't know what to do here.
November 5th, 1955.
Wow, I didn't know that was going on too. Yeah, I feel like the world is watching. We've got a tremendous responsibility here with reverse AFC power rankings coming up here, like in this time slot.
Is that what really it should be described? How it should be described?
I feel a lot of pressure. I'm just one vote, but you know,
You put it that way.
I think there's a lot riding on it.
There's a little bit riding on it. People need to know how good the teams are.
Yes. I mean,
who else is going
to
tell them?
Who wants to look up the standings on your phone?
That doesn't tell you anything.
Listen to us.
That doesn't mean anything.
Take screenshots of the tweet with the reverse AFC power rankings in them. That's what you need to have.
The standings don't mean anything.
No. They're meaningless.
The standings tell you that, like, the Steelers are good.
Right, which we all know is a lie.
It seems like a lie. All right, well, why wait? We won't. Reverse AFC Power Rankings, powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. Getting right into it will allow us more time to not talk about the election.
I feel like I kind of rushed us into it. In my head, the whole I feel such a tremendous responsibility thing was going to take longer. But there just really wasn't a lot there, it turned out. It was like the 10 seconds of content. Like, oh, okay, I guess I'm done now.
And I had nothing. I'm late today. I got in late.
Poorly planned.
If I'd gotten in an hour earlier, I would have had much more to say. But I decided to go and make food for my family. And you can literally take the time it will tell you on the recipe that this should take and triple it when it's me.
Well, is that you just not accounting for rereading every line of the instructions over and over again? Because you did tell us a couple weeks ago that you're very meticulous about that, and so maybe you make it more time consuming.
I'm not meticulous. I'm just addle-minded. Like, I'm not good at it. I forget every time I just read it. I've forgotten it. But no, that's not where I don't know where the time goes. Mm. I even bought chopped onions. I mean, the height of luxury. Wow. My eyes go crazy with chopping the onions. And I'm like, you know what, today, I'm just going to, you win, store. You win. I will buy the previously already chopped onions.
I am not at all surprised that that's available, but I've never seen it.
It's a special section.
Yeah, I've never considered it. I usually, you know, just
find
my way through it.
I can't blame this on how long I take in the kitchen, but my grocery store, which is a part of a chain, is completely turning itself inside out
Oh, I hate when they do that.
Because they are making all of these, we could talk about this, they are making all the locations of this particular chain grocery store identical.
See, I have wanted that from, I'm not sure which chain you're talking about. I strongly suspect I know which one it is, but I don't know for sure. One of the things that stopped me from going there regularly was the changing of the layout and not being able to trust the other stores to be the same. Like, so, you know, I have my neighborhood one, and if they decide to flip it upside down or something at any point, that, of course, wreaks havoc with me. But even stopping at another store, I think it's a good idea to have them all aligned, is what I'm saying. Because
we should have started there.
I stop at the one out here, and that's 20 minutes more every time because everything's backwards, kind of.
It is.
And not even exactly, though. If it were just backwards, maybe I could just flip it and just go the other way, and I'd be fine. But it feels like they just intentionally make it hard.
What is the bread doing in 1B?
Yeah, just cut it out.
What is the bread has been right here forever. Now it's over there, and I mean, a guy like myself, I have no.
That's
hope,
why I
no
favor
chance.
I favor the little smaller store that I do the commercials for because they never fiddle around.
I like that store, and I also know where nothing is ever. I mean,
you need me to be your guide.
The most confusing
I got that store locked.
It's like a different language. The most confusing thing in life is the other grocery store. Nothing is where you want it to be. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm the guy, like you said, I'm the guy who cannot remember what I read 5 seconds ago. So I don't know. I'm disoriented. I just am constant state of confusion. And it's just not, it's one of my most favorite things to do is shop for groceries. No. And if it's like that, it just becomes so frustrating and I just don't like it.
All right, so 16 is going to be large 16. Grocery stores who flip their layouts
See,
around.
You got us into the reverse AFC Power Rankings music right away. Wasn't this all better with the music?
Sure.
Everything's always have the music.
Things are always better with the music.
Let me get the standings.
100% of the time.
That we don't care about.
All right. I'm gonna say the Raiders. For 16, myself.
Yeah, sure.
That's my vote.
They're a joke.
Yes. They're a joke.
It's been too long since they've been 16.
It seems like maybe their head coach, who I would bet right now is unlikely to survive this season, fired offensive personnel without even having really a plan in mind. At least not one he was prepared to tell anyone about. Because one Monday morning part of the story, they're on bye, right? So there's not so much urgency. But, you know, yeah, we're firing this guy and that guy, and I'll tell you in a few days what we're doing.
He'll tell you in a few days when the owner tells him what to say and do next, just like he told him to do this. So he doesn't know what is going to happen. He can't tell you what's going to happen. He's not in charge.
Thank you for filling that completely out for us. I appreciate that. Okay.
Minus 83, the Raiders, the second worst point differential in the NFL by a lot to Carolina. The race for the number one pick is going to be pretty good. Today's your last chance to tank, right? I mean, to make trades, to sell off.
Divest yourself of things. Yes.
I mean, I've got 2-win teams. Nine. There are 9 teams that are 2-6 or 2-7, including Miami, by the way. New England, Cleveland, Tennessee, Jacksonville, Raiders, Giants, Saints, Panthers are all 2-6 or 2-7. No 1-win teams, no winless teams. I mean, Dallas could fall apart. The Jets are 3-6. There's a lot of possible outcomes here for the number one pick. The Raiders at 16. Fine. Fair. 15.
Tennessee. A good U1. Your future is just nowhere, though. At least with New England. I can see something with the quarterback.
I agree. I wouldn't go to New England here. I was thinking about Cleveland.
Tennessee beat New England 2 days ago.
Oh, there's that.
In overtime.
I still like New England better. Because of the quarterback point.
Oh, 100%.
I'd be on Cleveland here myself.
Okay, I can't do that. Tennessee. 14. You're pot committed? Cleveland committed?
I guess so. Yeah. I'm going to have to sit a couple out. What have they got going for them exactly right now? It was still the fly in the flag. The defense is still good. I don't know. They're
are they though?
Traded off one of their pass rushers. I mean, I think it's over. That's probably all new people.
I mean, they did win the game, but the number of passes and interceptions the Ravens dropped, any one of which like probably wins them that game against Cleveland.
Winston is already among the league leaders with interceptable passes. He's played two games. He's already.
I missed him playing football.
He's near the top, like the most interceptable pass. I'm pretty sure I saw that today. That's okay. Amazing.
Okay.
If it's not factually correct, it's on brand and whatever. It's election season. We can say whatever we want.
Nothing is untrue.
No, that's right.
Everything is true.
The guy on the radio said it. Anyway, I'm on Cleveland. Did you?
Me too.
Okay.
Fine. Right. 13.
Jacksonville.
I think I'm Patriots before Jacksonville. Jacksonville also beat New England pretty good. The game was in London. It only counts as half a win.
It still counted, though. So something.
Patriots at 13 for me.
Yep, I'm there.
12. Well, you know what? I just want to get Indianapolis in the conversation here. They are a disaster.
I think that's
as usual.
Right. Yeah.
As usual.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that the owner's daughter wears a headset on the sideline for games?
I'm sorry, what?
Did you know that?
Look, I think I blacked out. Did you just say the owner's daughter is on the sidelines with a headset on?
I believe so, yes. Is there a team?
I'm blacked out here.
Is there a team you could just like have? Just it would be easier to go crazy about if that were your favorite team than Indianapolis, just because of that guy. Whatever they're going to do is going to be wrong. They have this pretty good, very good run of success because of Peyton Manning. That, you know, think about the Colts before Peyton Manning. Biggest joke in the league for like two decades. They get him. They win eventually. You know, mm-hmm. they were really good for a long time.
Yep.
And Andrew Luck was first overall pick. Good for you.
Dropped in their lap the year Peyton Manning's neck went haywire. So they lost almost every game and got to draft Andrew Luck to replace Peyton Manning and his wonky neck.
He hates it so much, he just quits the game.
Right.
And now every year they have someone different, and okay, they get around to the fourth overall pick, 10 starts into his career, goodbye. Just like, what a dysfunctional team. Yes, the Bills play them in 5 days. I don't know.
I don't have to stay on Jacksonville. I'll pivot to Indianapolis happily just to move the project along here.
Yeah, the daughter headset point really got
that
me
makes
there.
It sound.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Begrudgingly, I'm fine with Indianapolis here. Is it? I mean, where is it? How am I 59 years old, following the league for my whole life, and especially the last, what's the social media era here? 15 years? Is it longer than that? I don't even know. Timelines just don't make sense to me anymore.
If you Google this right now, she stands right behind Shane Steichen with a headset on and a clipboard.
Does she have a job?
I don't know.
Or something like, you know, is she a coach?
I don't believe she's a coach. Carly Ursay.
Yeah, that's really messed up. Good job not swearing at all there. That, I just can't believe that.
Yep. I mean, are the Bills that far behind? Couldn't the Bills have... Couldn't there be a Pagula on the sideline, too? I mean, would that be that stunning if that were the case? I don't believe it is the case, I have to say.
I'm going
to
say, yes, it would be stunning. Because this is stunning. Like, I can't even make jokes.
Well, I'll make the jokes.
I'm like, not that I'm so good at making jokes or anything. I don't even know what to say. You said that, and twice I just... What? Wow.
Right. Indianapolis at 12. I think I'd rather be the Jaguars, but that's sketchy. Or we just say sketch.
Oh, is that what, oh yeah.
I'm shortened sketchy to sketch.
Huh.
11.
I'll say Jacksonville. Yeah, sure.
They got off easy here.
I don't think there's a lot going right there. The quarterback does not look good. They're committed to him. So, I mean, it doesn't have to be irretrievable, but
make your obviously needed coaching change and try to get somewhere new with him.
Yep.
That's all that there is for Jacksonville. You know what's going to happen. Go ahead and do it and see if by the end of the season you can't get... I mean, it could just be how he's communicated with. I don't know what it is. Like, I don't think he's bad. But too many misses, you know? Like, somebody like that, the end of that game against Philadelphia, the game here, he just misses too often, I think, Lawrence.
Yeah.
And that could be in his head. So get a new voice in there. That seems like this should have happened a long time ago.
I think we thought it was happening when Doug Peterson went there.
Well, yes, but then like that didn't work.
This guy's got a good rep, and he'll unlock this.
Mm-hmm. Didn't happen.
Yeah.
10. Jets.
Anytime you volunteer the Jets before I get to them, I'm going to say yes. That's a hard and fast rule of the reverse AFC power rankings.
This is true of Cleveland as well.
Yes.
Anytime I mention the Jets or the Browns,
right.
Anytime I mention the Steelers, you fight. Whenever I mention the Jets, you agree.
That's how it's been.
9.
And I don't know. We're not doing the standings, but how's that going?
I know, that's fair.
Pittsburgh is 6-2, and the Jets and the Browns are down there with 2 wins. Well, 3 now for the Jets, excuse me.
All right. 9. Houston.
Wow!
They were 8 last week, and the Jets pretty much smoked them. I don't know, plus 1 point differential for the season? The AFC South is back. They're all terrible.
Mm.
This feels right. On an election day where the country has never been reportedly more divided, there was an actual civil war once in American. But on this difficult day in this country, let's at least agree and enjoy that the AFC South is 100% back to a comfortable place and that all the teams are really bad.
I appreciate the speech.
Okay.
I still would rather be Houston than the Chargers, the Broncos, the Bengals, or the Dolphins.
Wow.
I mean, I got a list. I mean, there's a lot of room between like the elite top of the conference and those teams to me, and Houston belongs somewhere in between. Every one of those teams on the top, I think, but
okay,
that's just me.
I'll go Miami here, but I'm going Houston next. They have not looked right at all this year.
All right.
And then now they're dealing with all the injuries and everything like that. They don't look good.
All right, so Miami 9, Houston 8 is where we ended up there.
Okay, same as last week. Both. To the playoff teams, 7, Denver.
Denver.
Come on. 6, Steelers. give the Chargers some credit. New coach, no weapons, plus 58 through eight games. You said it yesterday. You're right. They're starting to throw the ball now.
Yeah.
It's not just Greg Roman defaulting to, you know, 50 running plays a game. They look live. And they've been a favorite to make the playoffs all year, mostly at least. I don't know about every minute, but before the season and certainly now at 5-3, that's pretty good. Get ready for Chargers-Bills in the wild card.
That was going to be kind of my argument, is who would you rather play, a home playoff game, Pittsburgh or L.A.? I think for me it's pretty comfortably Pittsburgh.
All right, that's it then?
All right, that's it. It's solved.
Six?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. We're so not the standings. Five.
Would you rather be the Bengals or the Chargers? I mean, you just gave an impassioned defense of not placing the Chargers in the spot now occupied by Pittsburgh. The Bengals are, to me, the only other pivot here. And I don't know. Same question. Right, it's January 12th or whatever. Someone's coming in here to play a playoff game. It's the Chargers or the Bengals.
I want no business with the Chargers. I think the Harbaugh effect has already taken hold. They're not great, but it's just they get it done. They're not awesome, but they're starting to throw the ball more. Ladd McConkey does look good. They're getting anything out of Quentin Johnston, which after last year is amazing. And the Bengals, they're not the Bengals of 2 years ago when the Bills were getting smoked by them.
All right, then. Bengals, I guess.
Okay. For L.A.?
What a performance by the Chargers.
What a performance.
Look at them. Shooting up the charts. Plummeting down the...
Last week they were six.
Is this the third year of this? Because I still don't even know how it works.
I think it's more than that. I don't know. Everything's 5 or 10 years, so it's either 5 or 10.
I would like to cop this being an act, but I'm not that good. I would not be able to just be this fully committed about the language around this segment. I'm never going to have it.
This is the entire history of reverse AFC power rankings in my hands right now.
That's a stack of stuff.
I think maybe March of 22. No, that's not even the beginning, because I have marked that there was that's Devontae Adams being traded. That wasn't the first day of the power rankings.
That's right. We started doing this in that offseason when all the receiver trades were happening. That's when this started. Whatever year, if it predates that, I'd be surprised. I feel like that's where this idea sprang from.
It's so long ago that the number one team in our first edition of reverse AFC power rankings was the Chiefs. That's how long ago this was.
Are those ballots all authenticated?
No.
I'm just curious about it.
What do I want to say to that?
All right. Anyway, where
three. Bills.
Three. Sure. Yeah.
Two.
Ravens.
Kansas City. Go for two. Please. They need to lose. I'm so tired of it.
You want Kansas City to be at two because Todd Bowles did not go for two.
They deserve to have lost a few times. I'm so tired of conservative coaching. I can't do it anymore.
I can't do it. Chiefs are... Well, you should speak here. I don't need to... Your Chiefs are one, Ravens two.
My thing was not to demote Kansas City until they lost. Then 2 weeks ago, you guys just...
Steamrolled.
And rounded me and put the Chiefs at two anyway, which is, of course, you're right. And, yeah, that's Baltimore too. I mean, listen to this. I mean, just like Ravens, Bills, get over yourselves. You do not have any claim to any sort of supremacy in this conference until you do the thing. And... they're not even losing games to these other teams that they're playing. They're undefeated. Like, you have no argument until you beat them when it matters. The Chiefs had a chance, or the Ravens, rather, had a chance to beat them this year. They didn't. The Bills get their chance a week from Sunday. Yeah, I just think it sounds ridiculous to not give Kansas City the one. I mean, it's just... That has to be until they lose. you know, when it matters. And I still think they will. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't say still, because I'm not like saying this all the time. You can't live forever like this.
No.
Right? I mean, I think I would. This isn't really saying much, although everybody is sort of so given in to the Chiefs thing that it's like, oh, they'll win another one. And they probably won't. They probably won't. What would their odds actually be to win the Super Bowl this year? 1-4? Maybe?
At best.
At best. Like, they probably won't. It's too hard. Injuries. Hopkins, though. Hopkins really, I don't know if they win the game without him.
That looked pretty nice.
Last night, so.
Yeah.
Overtime, of course. Close game,
What a ride that game was, too. Mahomes with the, like, in a heap on the second of the three touchdown passes. Like, oh! You're not rooting for that, but still, that's impactful. That's a very important injury. And he looked bad for a few moments, and then like, nope, he's fine. Oh, man.
We'll talk some more football here and maybe some NBA with Trista Crick coming up next. Alex Gold, speaking of the Chiefs, will join us at 4, radio host in Kansas City. Ross Tucker today and Sabres pregame, 6 o'clock. Love a month into the season to be a home underdog against Ottawa. But that is the situation we're in. These are the lives we chose or were given. So that's coming up pregame at 6 with Paul. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Back with Trista next. This is WGR.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.